We're back here on In Focus, News Radio KMAN. I'm chatting here today with Pottawatomie County First District Commissioner Dee McKee and Assistant Planner Stephen Metzger as we continue our conversation about Pottawatomie County government. We'll kind of segue out of the flood talk here, but do want to talk a little bit about flood insurance and maybe how important that is for residents to have if they are in a floodplain.
Well, I think they probably got information on radio and newspapers and stuff about a month ago saying if you don't have it, you have 30 days to put flood protection on, and if you're a renter, you ought to have personal property insurance simply because we don't know what will happen. And there isn't enough money in FEMA to pay for any small things. They keep upping the number of damages that you have to have before you get any kind of payment, and that will continue when you look up all across the country. We drove to Indiana and back, and the Ohio and the Wabash and every river that we crossed at Hannibal, they were putting sandbags on top of the dikes and levees trying to protect it from coming into the main part of the old town. It's a big continuing problem for this summer because the snow melt that hasn't yet happened and up against the Bitterroot and down in Yellowstone and so on is still there, and they are getting rain and snow even today again in some places. So we're going to have water coming down for a long time, and it isn't possible to predict this rain in the next 3 days and what's going to happen. So people need to take their own initiative to prepare themselves. There was never such a thing as FEMA back probably 30 years ago, and now everybody thinks they're going to bail you out. But personally, and even with counties, they are not going to take care of the problems. We should hold our own reserve and hold our own plans, and that's just the facts of it. We do have a plan. We have filed some on some bridges that happened about a week and a half ago or 2 weeks down on the north side of the county. The rivers are up on our roads and on our bridges, Shannon Creek Road and so on. They're already closed. But we will file those as appropriate. The people should look at their own situation and really have their protections in place. I guess in a year they can drop it if it's not raining. But
And I just want to clarify something real quick. You can get flood insurance even if you don't live in a floodplain. So that just, again, it goes back to knowing where you're at, knowing what your flood risk is. And if flood insurance is something that you feel is appropriate for you, it's a 30-day waiting period before it kicks in. So really kind of look into that soon if that's something that you're looking at.
Some of the damage last time was backing up sewers into houses that weren't necessarily in the floodplain, and that was by the way they were constructed in different places. I'm hoping it's all been corrected by this time, but we can't know all of that. It's an individual's responsibility to take a look at those things and try to self-preserve.
Yeah. Well, it's a good reminder for everybody here, and we'll just kind of keep pushing at it here to stay alert and stay prepared. And again, podcounty.org is where you can get the emergency notifications. And do you guys post the road closures on your website too, or is
yes, and on Everbridge.
Yep. Okay.
So if somebody's taking a drive across the country, they would have pre-notice to not take this road or avoid it. Gotcha. Because even if it's an accident or something because of the rain. They'd get quick information on that.
Okay.
Yeah, and just to say again, you know, it's pottcounty.org. It's right on that front page. There's a big banner right in the middle of the page. You just click that, and it's got all this. It's got all the information right there for you to peruse and to sign up for Everbridge or the Facebook page or whatever works for you.
Okay. Let's talk about some other topics that came up at yesterday's meeting. I know you got an update from the Board of Tax Appeals. Is that right?
Lois Slagle, who is our county appraiser, came in and told us that the Board of Tax Appeals had made a decision on one of the complaints, protests that had been there. And her not receiving the letter, she said that we were going to lose valuation, a loss of $300,000 on the property, and that amounts to tax refunds from all taxing entities that have received that money since 2017 and 18. We tried to get her to come. She was also busy today. But this dark store issue is a real concern because in Kansas, we appraise uniform and equal. It's part of the law. And they've come from Minnesota and other places with these arguments that the stores should be appraised as if they're empty instead of at their market price. We have pretty good market price evaluations in our county because there are frequent sales of commercial, and we know the value of the ground, and it can be parsed out in the argument pretty clearly. But the Board of Tax Appeals, three people appointed by the governor, and I'm not sure it's this governor or the last, and under Arlen.
Yeah, I'm not sure his name.
All right. It goes past me. His first name's Arlen Siegfried. He's the board, head of the Board of Tax Appeals, and they sit and listen to all of these complaints, and there's such a back volume of these complaints and protests that have come through the counties across the area, and then they get to respond eventually to what they think. Those losses are a significant management challenge to everybody who's getting taxing money if that continues to reduce valuation, and the valuations are judged on what it is, correct according to a pretty specific plan in Kansas. Some states don't have this kind of uniform and equal appraisal and a value of, I think, 30 on commercial, 12 on residential.
11 and a half, yep.
Up and down. And so when they start making these deviations, then the person who owns ground next to it has this, well, now you're not fair to me. And so it's got a snowball effect. We've been talking about it. This reduction was on an elevator. I don't think they said it had been there's some obsolescence, but the rules that we had in the book thought were different. So the conversation will probably come up, and it ought to be as important to all citizens as anything, because it reduces schools and universities' revenue and return revenue and all of that as they win their cases, and they're stacking some of them up 2 and 3 years. It's important that we support and retain that uniform and equal appraisal concept that's just constitutional, and argue that even though other states haven't got that, we may want to make a group and go, my personal comment, not to anybody else, but maybe we need to form a group that of cities and counties and other elected offices and people who are living there to say we want to retain that kind of thing rather than have it be bastardized and then end up with an uncertain base for all of the things we have to fix and build and operate. That's my MSU graduate response. Make stuff up. No, it is very complicated. I served as an appraiser. I got to be appraiser when I was commissioner in Ford County, and we served through about 700 tax hearings. And so you understand, I've seen how it's supposed to go, and it's just becoming more soft and emotional. And that's awful.
And the fear is, I think here, that you know, if big chain retailers are doing this, then who's to say that a restaurant can't do that too here or in other businesses?
Well, when we have uniform and equal, it's not to say who can't say. It's probably going to be the next argument that if that's the case, then everything else is the case. And it's difficult for me to personally justify what they're doing on these cases without some of the documentation or rules. And we've got a pretty good set of rules, but everybody ought to like their appraiser in spite of what they do, because they have a great deal of challenge ahead of them on trying to keep Kansas in the solid position, I think that it is. And farmers will argue that they're losing or paying a whole lot more on property, but it's on an 8-year rotation. The price is down, and there'll be a short term where theirs will go back down. And all the ground is praised on its production value, the type of soil and all of that. That's a whole story. When you get interested in it, why, you can come and I'll get the appraiser's appraising property booklet. That's what is about 60 pages in my hand right here.
Sounds good. We got another caller here. Good morning. You're on In Focus on News Radio KMAN.
Good morning. I'd like to make the observation that solar systems are not being appraised correctly. The system I put on my house cost $28,000. The value of my home went up maybe $2,000. I think the county is losing money this way, and they should take a good look at it and see what else is being done in other areas. Thank you.
I'll take that note. I'm not sure exactly how they do put them on, but whatever's on a house is going to be, the value will be set at 12% of the full value, and then it's appraised at 12%, and then the taxes are applied to that remaining 12%. So your 2,000, I don't know of anything special about it, but that's not...
Yeah, I don't know. This would be something for Lois to, to ask and answer. And so, yeah, I think
Dee said contact, there's a time to protest or talk to the county about things you think aren't right. That would be one if you're concerned about it. I have no answer.
All right.
Well, just an observation.
Fair enough. Well, let's take a break here. We'll come back more in focus after this. News Radio KMAN.
The KMAN Morning Show is brought to you by ESB Financial. Did you know that...